Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Waking up on Monday and the coffee just can't quite wash away last night's six pack of hams. But Tuesday brings the promise of making things all right. But you still drive to work in your family's minivan. The doctor calls on Wednesday right before your flight to talk about your colorectal exam. You're back to work on Thursday and your boss is all uptight cause you didn't push your best-selling brand. But now it's the Friday drive and it's story time. Yes, it's story time. The one time a week when you can truly plan to kick back and listen to story time. Yes, it's story time. We're pushing it out on every airwave we can. We're on both 105.1 and 1080 The Fan. Part of The Fan's Global Sports Radio Network.
The jingle makes me happy each and every Friday that we get to talk to this gentleman, friend of the program, master of the piano, an okay quarterback. Jay Joseph Harrington joins us. Joey, how we doing, brother?
Well, I thought we established it's more than a jingle. It's a... theme song. The other one was just a jingle.
That's
like
true.
That was.
This is a full on.
You asked me to write an 80s sitcom theme song.
Yeah, and let me just say, this is not recency bias. This isn't just because I'm talking to you. That is my favorite part of the week. Like any like one thing on the show, like a reoccurring thing. A drop, an opening, a segment, whatever. That right there puts me in a better mood than anything else on this program. And I think what the world needs is more 80s theme songs, because you can't be upset when a great theme song is being played.
That's very kind of you to say. You know what puts me in a great mood?
What's that?
Not having to talk to Rob.
Well, he's a big fat jerk. Well, he was gone all week because he was, quote, ill. And then he came back. Look, it was against all
Wait,
odds.
Gone all what? All this week?
Yeah, he was gone. He was Rob's immune system.
Look, hold on. Back up. I need to be in your guys' world more than just on Friday. Can you just run that up the flagpole? you say he was gone all week. There you guys exist other than just like Friday evenings. I didn't know that happened.
It is true. Every now and then they let us on the air. But like his immune system, it's first off, he's been very proud of his immune system lately. He claims that he's fixed his immune system, and like he just got done bragging about it, and then he goes down hard. And it's always around going into vacations or coming out of vacations. It never fails. So like he had the 4 days for Thanksgiving, got sick, was gone Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday. Today was supposed to be a day off. So the odds of him rebounding and coming back on Thursday, dude, is 100-to-1 shot. And the son of a gun, he showed up for a 1 day work week today.
Wait, hold on.
Yep.
1 day work week today?
Well, I guess it would have been yesterday. Yeah. One day where gotcha. he came in yesterday was the 1 day that he worked. And then today was a scheduled day off.
Where is he?
Believe it or not, meet little Tristan, stepson of one Isaac Robb, getting married today. Which makes me feel a good
deal. Do you guys have kids that are getting married?
It makes me feel so old. Because I, like, we don't.
My body makes me feel old. So
well, that's a given.
How old are your kids?
Dude, I got old kids. So my oldest is 28, and she lives in Korea. And then I've got a son.
What the hell?
Yeah. Well, you would know
We're the same age, right?
Yes. We are the same age. Same graduating class, high school, all that. You would know this if I was invited over to the couch. Just saying.
Oh, you were invited to the couch. You just didn't come over. Rock did.
Damn it. That is true. Yeah.
Yeah. Totally got the couch invite.
I did get the one invite. I've noticed, by the way, that I missed that window. I haven't been invited, back. It was a one and done.
It's been a soccer-centric fall. Last year's couch invite was around a Duck game.
Yeah.
But this fall has been very soccer-centric in the Harrington household. And in fact, we're just getting ready to walk, head out the door to the University of Portland. Oh. First time they have hosted the men's Elite Eight out on the Bluff.
Did you guys gather today and watch the World Cup, what to do, the draw?
Did not gather. That would because kids are at school, that whole thing, that education first before sports, but nobody really follows that.
No one pays any attention to that.
No, but I did follow the draw. Yeah. I'm aware.
That was my first time actually sitting down. I told you I'm trying to be more, involved in soccer. It's not in my wheelhouse, but I'm making an attempt. And I will say, boy, I had no idea that thing, one, it was awkward as hell. But the amount of people that were involved in that, star-studded, but the weird freedom FIFA thing and that was kind of bizarre, but it was kind of cool. They kept having to redraw because the little balls in there were coming up wrong because they couldn't the host teams couldn't face each other. I checked it out a little bit.
You said they were pulling the wrong balls.
Even the guy, the FIFA guy, even. Like, he was making ball jokes. Remember, he was like, you got to, mingle the balls a little bit? Yeah, he knew what he was doing. I know it was, a second language, but he was in there. He was mingling around the balls, and I was like, that's a purpose pitch.
Yeah, there was a couple reasons why I didn't watch, but I didn't actually watch the show, so we'll leave it at that.
Yeah, we'll leave it at that. But did you like the U.S. draw, though? I mean, with all of my expert soccer, takes, I've heard and I've deduced that it's a favorable draw for the U.S.,
It is. Yeah. I'm trying to think now offhand. Of course, I immediately thought group of death was England, Croatia, Ghana. Mm-hmm. But what was the other one? Senegal and Erling Haaland and who else was it? Anyway, I can't remember them offhand. But U.S. got a pretty favorable draw. I'm looking at that, Sandy. Yeah,
Paraguay and what, Australia?
Yeah, let's not screw this thing. And South Korea, I think.
Yeah. Well, we'll screw it up. Yeah. I have no faith. Yeah, I have no faith in U.S. soccer. But, it's fun. I'm going to try to go to a game. The fact that they're on the West Coast, I figure this will be my one chance to go to a World Cup game. So you got to make the effort.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We are planning on it. Absolutely.
Are you going north or are you going south?
We are at the moment. We have a couple plans. We have a plan to go north in June and single north in July.
Okay. So you're doing Seattle and Vancouver?
That's the plan at the moment.
Now, have you ever seen a World Cup? You've been to a World Cup final, right?
I have. Yeah. I was 50 yards from Zidane's headbutt, and the Italian flop It was that was a spectacle for sure.
Because I've never been to a World Cup game. I've been to a couple. We're in Portugal, and I got to go see a World Cup qualifier between Portugal and God. Now I'm trying to remember who they were playing.
You just sent me pictures of that.
Yeah,
you were rubbing it in that you were having a pint and watching Cristiano Ronaldo while I was doing laundry in the. In the old basement. So,
I will tell you this, your theme song makes me happy. And whenever I have an opportunity to do something cool in soccer, you are the first one that comes to mind. Like I don't have many people in my sphere that would appreciate, you know, a World Cup qualifier in a foreign country. And that's you. I sent you one when I was in Italy, earlier this year, when we went and saw, Florence play? And then the Portugal game. Cause I just, like, if that was the soccer environment in the U.S., it's easier to get involved in soccer when you go and see those other environments in Europe.
I'm trying to think of what, I mean, part of it is just European culture that is different.
Yeah.
I think, you know, the U.S. has American football.
Yeah.
And that's what all the passion goes into. Do people love the NBA? Sure.
Yeah.
You don't see as many fist fights. And, you know, you go to a Raiders Chiefs or a Raiders Bronco game or, something like that. And people are going to be getting a little sideways. It doesn't happen as much in the NBA. But, yeah, like European football and American football are very similar in that. I don't know that there's necessarily, do you have room in the emotional stratosphere for two strenuous fandoms? Can you be overly passionate about American football and your local MLS team? Is that possible?
I don't know. I'd say this. You can't fake big time. You can't. It's either there or it's not, right? You can't create it. You can't fake it. It's just, it's there. And you know it. The best example is, you know, growing up a couple of times, I had a girlfriend in high school that went and played women's basketball at University of Oregon. And so I would go down, I'd visit her sometimes, and we'd go to Mac Court. And whether you were watching the men's team or the women's team play at Mac Court versus now at Matthew Knight Arena, you can't fake that. You can't recreate it. I don't know why. I don't know everything that goes into it, but one felt big time and one does not. And so when you go to a European soccer game, it feels different. There is a buzz. There is an energy. It is different. And even when the Timbers are rocking, and I love going to the Timbers games and the Thorns games, and I was there for the MLS championship a couple years ago when the Timbers played. It was a really cool event. It doesn't feel the same. It just,
I'm going to 100% tell you why. Unequivocally, inescapably give you the reason.
Okay.
Because in Europe, every suburb has a team.
Yeah.
Right? You go to England and, you know, and it's not just Arsenal and Tottenham. It's not just Chelsea. Like, you know, you literally have a football club every 10 to 20 miles, if that. And so here's a great example, which is completely off the rails. Mm-hmm. We had a chance to go to the Palio in Siena. Mm-hmm. It's essentially like a wild horse race where all of the neighborhoods get together.
Oh, I've heard of that.
It was one of the craziest. And what they do is they bareback ride these horses.
Yeah.
Around, they put dirt into the palio in the center, and there's like a 90-degree corner. And what happens is all of the neighborhoods imagine like it's Pioneer Courthouse Square, and it's Selwood against Eastmoreland, against Goose Hollow, against Laurelhurst, against Irvington, against. You know, you just like start going like neighborhood by neighborhood around West Sylvan and every, you know, but Irvington hates Goose Hollow and Laurelhurst hates Eastmoreland. And so what'll happen is the jockey from one team will team up with another jockey to then pin a horse in, and they'll start like kicking them, like kicking the, the horse before the race starts. And it's like this incredible 100 years of animosity between these neighborhoods that are just like a stone's throw away. And that's what you get with European football. Is it's not like Portland playing Houston, where you got to get on a 3.5 hour flight, you know, across six states just to end up playing in it. It's literally like, hey, let's take Max from Gresham to Hillsborough. And when we get out, we are going to absolutely mess these people up. Yeah. Like that's what exists in Europe that we don't get here, is the history and the proximity between all these teams.
Dude, that makes so sense. And there's so much sense. And they take it like, for us, we only have a few things that we consider to be important and major. And that's, you know, the three or four major sports, but you're so right, because even in those smaller soccer leagues or the smaller rugby leagues or whatever, even though they're not anything other than local, to them, it's still as big as what we would consider an NFL game.
Oh, it is. Because it's, I don't want to say it's all they have, but like so much of the town, so much of the neighborhood, so much revolves around that football club. It's a social connection. It's a point of pride. It's pretty cool.
So I'm trying.
We're way over our time allotment.
I'm trying. I'm making an effort. I'm making an effort to try to get into soccer more. I struggle, but it's a
work. You should make an effort to stay on time, because I know Buck is killing you back there.
Well, I got Schultzy today, so we'll figure it out.
Oh, screw him then. You're fine.
Yeah, we're fine. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back on the other side of things, and when we do come back, we'll talk about a sport that people do care about here, and that's college football. We got championship week. We'll take a look ahead into the Ducks playoff scenario and kind of what you think of their chances. So that, when we come back, segment two with Joey coming up here on a Football Friday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
We're back. We're talking to Joey Harrington every Friday. We're switching gears from European football to American football, and take a look at the championship week. Take a look ahead with Oregon. Oregon obviously solidified their spot. They're probably going to be the 5 seed, a chance, depending on what happens this weekend, maybe to move up into the 4. I want to start with this.
We need to talk about how dumb that is, but anyway, go ahead.
Right. Well, I mean, it's kind of weird. I mean, we can sit here and we can bitch and moan about the system all we want. It's better than the old one that we had. I mean, think back in the day, how night would you have cared where you were at, you know, that 2001 season? You just at least would have had a chance.
We've been in, but my point is, how do you, one, not play in a conference championship game and have an opportunity to be a top 4 seed? And two, how do you play in a conference championship game with the possibility of losing and knocking yourself out?
Yeah, I know.
Like, I don't get those. Yeah. That doesn't make any sense to me.
And they say for like, you know, they always said that the conference title games couldn't hurt you. They could only help you. But there is that whisper that maybe if something happened to Alabama, I don't buy that for a second. But for BYU, there is zero chance. They're 11-1. They lose the conference title game. Thanks for coming. No one gives a rip. So it is a weird.
Virginia.
Yeah, Virginia.
Virginia loses. Yeah. They're out. Yeah, there's no way.
Yeah. So it's conference title games in some ways. Like, to me, they're just antiquated. I don't know what you do about it, because winning the conference used to be when we played. This is, again, we're 1,000 years old with Rob and his kid getting married. But winning the conference used to be the goal. And now, I'm not going to say it's irrelevant, but, you know, go ask Oregon and Ohio State last year if that Big Ten title means a whole lot.
You give me an opportunity, you know, you give me a choice between a conference and a nation, I know which one I'm taking.
Yeah. Well, now we got the roles, you know, flip, because last year, you know, it was Oregon sitting in the same seat that either Indiana or Ohio State is, and whereas Oregon gets to hang out, don't do anything for a week, get rested, and then probably get a tune-up game against a team that you're going to be 3 touchdown favorites over.
Yes, and I don't know that that's the biggest key for me.
No?
No. Where's DeCorian Moore?
Yeah.
That is it, and we've talked about it for a year. It's the Jeremiah Smith, you know. It is Oregon has been waiting for that impact wide receiver, the guy that absolutely tore the Ducks up for Ohio State last year, and that is what we've been missing. And then we got him, and we were rolling, and now he's gone. Yeah. Now, that's not to say that Oregon isn't still a fantastic football team and that they couldn't still go win a national championship. And it's so funny that, you know, we're sitting here 12 months ago saying, oh my God, we're going to run this thing. This is the year. Yeah. And right now we're pretty much in, you know, just about the same position. And we're thinking like, okay, like, how's this going to, but that's at a certain point. And credit Dante Smith, he has been so incredibly efficient. He has there was a game or two stretch in there in the middle where he had to figure things out, where he was literally missing his top, what, 6 pass catchers at one point.
It was a lot.
And since then, he's figured out how to make it work. And credit Will Stein for, you know, figuring out how to put his pieces in the right place. At a certain point, you're going to have to score a lot of points. You're going to have that explosive play. You're going to have that moment. Could it be Sadiq? It could be.
Yeah.
But historically, you know, Penn State had it with Tyler Warren.
Yeah.
You know, and that got him to a certain point, and then they ran out of steam, right? That explosive wide receiver was the piece that we plugged in this year, and now at the critical point, we are missing it.
Well, think about, too, like how – I know it's not the same as having DeCorian Moore, but think about how big Benson has been in the absence of that. You know, and they're not always like these 9 catches, you know, sort of performances, but from the punt return to the catch against Washington, I mean, he has been the one up the seam against Iowa. I mean, he has been amazing for Oregon, kind of pulling some of these stuff out of the fire. But you're right that, you know, when you do have to get in a run where you may have to play Texas Tech, Ohio State, Georgia back to back to back. Yeah, you need to find a way to get healthy.
If you're going to, what's the best way to put it? If you got to make one play, if one play is going to be the difference between advancing and going home, I mean, hell, I played with a bunch of Bensons, right? You know, it's like we had all sorts of Bensons around. I know the type of player that I would want to have there, and maybe I'm just not, maybe I'm not looking in the right places, or maybe I haven't heard what, you know, a non-contact knee injury in practice. Have they said anything?
No. I mean, they keep everything so tight. The best that I heard, and now obviously this has gone on for multiple weeks, the best piece of intel that I got, and take it for what it's worth, because that place is, you know, loose lips sink ships, was serious injury, but they did not think it was season ending, which, you know, Does that mean 2 weeks from now? Does it mean in a national title game? I don't know. But that was all that I ever heard. But man, it's tough to get anything out of that place.
Well, the moment I heard non-contact knee injury,
it's not great.
At practice, you chalk it up.
Yeah.
You and I both know what that means.
Yep. I would like to think that if it was season ending ACL or something, that we would have heard about it by now, right? Because then we're into a surgery, then we're into something. Doesn't mean that there's not a different knee ligament tear or something, but that's what I, at this point, I'm assuming we would have heard if it was season ending surgery. So now you just got to cross your fingers and hope that not just he comes back, but you got Gary Bryant Jr. And what if Stewart comes back? Because that was always the one, too. Someone said there's a chance maybe at the end of the year that he plays. So you could get a serious influx of talent that comes flooding in here in a couple of weeks. If.
Ifs and buts.
Yeah. Well, if I told you right now, I'll give you Ohio State and Georgia and or the field. Who are you taking?
Well, that includes Oregon.
Yep. Because it feels as open as it's ever been, and yet I just kind of have a hunch that
it's going to be
Ohio State or Georgia.
I don't know why I still don't put Georgia for, and that's, you know, shame on me for probably thinking that way. But for me, it feels like Ohio State and Indiana.
Yeah.
And so I might have to take the field on that one, just because there's a couple different. You know, does Alabama get hot? Does Oregon get healthy? Does Indiana, you know, finally convince people?
Indiana has shut me up so much this year, and yet I think it's just a bridge too far for me. I struggle. We'll see what happens because I thought they were going to get pushed around by Oregon. They did not get pushed around by Oregon. They were better than Oregon. And now here you have a chance in the Big Ten title game, and we can say that that doesn't matter. I promise you to Kurt Cignetti and Indiana team that hasn't won thing. I promise you that matters. And if they find a way to beat Ohio State or this team goes down to the wire, I will rethink my stance of taking Ohio State and Georgia versus the field. I have a hard time getting by. It's Indiana, even though I saw them come into Autzen Stadium and kind of push around Oregon.
There are two games, actually there's three games that I care about this weekend.
Yeah.
University of Portland against Furman tonight. Wrexham against Preston.
Of course.
Tomorrow morning.
Of course.
And Ohio State, Indiana. That's it. Yeah. Georgia, Alabama, meh, whatever. You know, Texas, meh. You know, actually, BYU, the BYU game could be fun. The BYU game could be fun.
Right? Yeah. Like, I think about this in the terms of modern college football. I've said this a million times. I am not a BYU honk, right? It doesn't ruin my day. I don't have the same sort of connection to my university that you do to yours. But I am proud of the football that I played when I was there. I was proud of my education.
As you should be.
I was proud that we did it. I thought we did it as close to the right way as you can do. I really respect Kalani, who was a teammate of mine. So, I've come around, but I was resound to the fact that we were never going to be able to compete with the big boys. And it was one of the things I regretted by going there is not getting that opportunity on a week-to-week basis to play against the very best. We did it two or three times a year in non-con, but I just kind of resound that was just my lot in life, even as a fan. And so to see this kind of new world, which in some ways sucks, but it's opened the doors. That if you have a school that's willing to spend and you're smart about it, you can compete. And so for me, I'm kind of excited. Now, I don't think we beat Texas Tech. They beat the brakes off us. I think they're going to do it again. But the fact that BYU for the second year is sniffing around this thing, I think that's one of the cool things about this new world of college football, that you can rise up with, you know, some money and some boosters and some people that care.
All you need is cash.
Yeah. I mean,
all you need is cash.
Michigan State just got a $400 million donation. I mean, and I know not everyone, you know, has that, but you know, there is that idea of Texas Tech, right? Had a couple football players that started an oil company. Next thing you know, they're in this. You know, all those years ago, you know, who would have thought that some guy that was running track And, you know, in a waffle iron would change the course of an entire university and how many different people's lives. So I kind of think that's an American dream, not to get all cheesy and nostalgic, but I think that's cool that you don't have to be Ohio State nowadays to kind of rise up and get a place at the table.
Well, between the two of us, I think BYU is going to win. So, you know, the one thing we didn't circle back on is, did you date Brianne Meharry?
Did I what?
Date Brianne Meharry.
No. I was Angelina Wolvert. She was my high school.
No way.
Yeah, she was my
of
high school.
Of course I know Angelina. Yes.
Yeah. She was my high school girlfriend.
No way.
Yeah.
What a small world.
Yeah.
So, you said that. I was like, God, who came in that class? It was Brianne. And it was Angelina.
Yeah. So
there you go.
This is kind of like the dirty little secret of the NCAA. But, you know, they used to be able to hold your scholarship and not let you transfer places. And I got to BYU and was like, I made a mistake. It's just like, it wasn't for me. And through those back channels, I reached out and was like, hey, if I put this thing in the wind, you know, is there a place for me up in Eugene? And my coaches got wind of it and they shut that thing down real, real fast. But yeah, they're in a different world. I could have been going to Eugene because of her. She was telling me how great it was and, you know, how much fun. And I got to meet a couple of the football players. And then, that was not as transfer friendly as it is.
Yeah,
nowadays.
I was trying to think of that freshman class or that class that came. There were a couple junior college transfers from Australia.
Yeah.
Angelina and Brianne.
Yep. And
there you go.
Jenny Moe was one of those basketball players. Yeah, there was all. So
was Jenny Moe our class, or was she a year ahead?
I don't remember. She just said, God, I'm 1,000 years old. But I just remember I visited the school.
Was Oregon right there.
Yeah, I visited the school a handful of times. And so I'd get to meet some of those, you know, girls and get to meet some of the football guys and kind of got stoked on it until one day my offensive line coach called me in and said, this will never happen, just so you
So you're saying there could have been a world which I had my hands on your butt.
Yes, it was very, very close. I was very unhappy at BYU. And
you would have been happier if my hands were
yes,
on your butt.
Right. Isn't it weird that all
just
these,
leave it at that,
all these years, all these years later, hands and butts not happening, but here every Friday we get to share a fun theme song and whatever the hell this is.
All right, buddy.
All right. Have a good one. That's Joe Not Harrington good. Each and every Friday, brought to you by Mods PDX. The future of building is here. Club, or should I say the club, coming up next right here on 105.1 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La 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 la, Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.